Penguin Audio presents The New Rules, a funny look at how everybody but me has their head up their ass. Written and read by Bill Maher. Forward. New Rule. People who read a book's foreword are anal. Especially this book's foreword. It's a joke book. What am I supposed to say? Enjoy. Don't spill your Mr. Pibb. Careful not to get a paper cut. If you need a pep talk or some insight from me before diving in, maybe you're not ready for word books. Maybe you should stick to the kind of books that have pictures you can color. Okay, I'm sorry. It's more than just a joke book, and I'm glad you took a moment to check in with me before proceeding. What you're listening to is a collection of hundreds of my favorite new rules and essays, some performed on the show and many others never before seen on TV. Not because they suck, but for a variety of reasons. Like, A, it's a particularly filthy, dirty, potty-mouth rule about fetish porn or edible panties or rhinoceros scrotums. And that week there was someone on our panel who would be appalled by it, like a congressman from a conservative district, or a clergyman, or, you know, a woman. Or B, it might have been a terrific new rule, but that week we had other good ones on the same subject. Although we have our share of viewers who are news junkies, I treat the show that we do live on Friday night as a catch-up show for those who might not have had time during the week to see the news, because they work hard, or have hobbies, or forgot to use birth control a couple of times in the 90s. So I try to cover as many of the important subjects as possible either in the monologue, with the guests, or in the new rules. And so it's survival of the fittest by topic. Or C. Sometimes I read my writer's new rules submissions completely baked and just pick the wrong ones. As for the essays, or what we call our editorial, which are the much longer final new rule that concludes the show, I can't lie. There are no new ones here. They were all done on the air. But I must immodestly say I think a lot of them bear repeating. They take 3 minutes to read on the air, but I spend 6 or 8 hours over the course of the week writing and editing them to get a show ender that hopefully makes both a unique point and does so in a funny way. It's the part of the show I'm most proud of and that I don't think you can see anywhere else on television. So please, don't listen to this part of the book on the toilet or you will break my heart. And please know, I'm not one of those celebrities who puts out a book every year or so to try and cash in on my fans' love and loyalty. That's what my line of meat marinades is for. And my real-time, real-smooth, scented personal lubricant, now available at Walgreens. I realize some celebrity books are like Gnats or Anthony Weiner's Penis, relentlessly coming at you and constantly in your face. My books are more like cicadas. They come out in longer intervals, Christians consider them a plague, and there's always at least one kid in the neighborhood who will eat one on a dare. I try to make each book special. My last one was published in 2005, and the one before that in 2002. I think most men experience this. The older you get, the more time it takes you between releases. So welcome to the New Rules, a funny look at how everybody but me has their head up their ass. The second installment in my New Rules trilogy. I'm glad you picked it up, and I think you'll find it quite enlightening, especially Chapter 7, where I describe in detail how Levi Johnston plied me with watermelon wine coolers and took my virginity in a tent. The sad part? Part of me still loves him. Now, about the subtitle. A funny look at how everybody but me has their head up their ass. Truth is, I didn't even want to have a subtitle, but the publisher said these days in the book world, it was de rigueur, like using a Latin phrase somewhere in the first 10 pages to show you're a real writer. The first New Rules book carried the subtitle Polite Musings from a Timid Observer, which cracked me up, but when promoting the book, I can count on my penis the number of times a morning DJ got the joke. You see, Fartface and Asshole Jack, I'm not really a timid observer, and my musings are known to be somewhat less than... Oh, never mind. So I took a more literal approach this time. Everybody but me has their head up their ass. I think we all feel that way sometimes. And that's why new rules resonate with so many. They call out our fellow human beings, providing that tug on the leash that urges them back to civil behavior. New rules put a voice to life's gripes.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?